Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Eva, it's a feature born of a short. I'm right about thinking that, wasn't it? There was Kathleen Waz here.
The feature script was actually written before the short, but then in development for the feature, Screen Ireland advised me to go off and make a short film.
Okay.
So they could see if I was any good before they gave me any money. Fair enough.
You claim you were.
Yeah, thankfully it worked. But I thought it'd be really helpful, if sort of for me, but also for Screen Ireland, if we kept it in the world of of the feature. So the short is sort of like a prologue to the feature almost. It's sort of those sort of days leading up to where we kind of find her in the feature. And so that's how it came about. Mm.
And Hazel, obviously Kathleen is your character in both of these. Does it feel like a role you were, I don't know, destined for, or like it feels like it was right for you?
Yeah, I'd never want to be like, oh, I was the only person who could have played Kathleen. Mm. But I was she was the character that I wanted to play. It was just after having come out of another job that was a beautiful experience on an Irish film that I first got to read Kathleen. And I've said this so many times, it was just all on the page. Eva had just written such a beautiful, complex, layered person, and from a lens that we don't get to see through very often. And I just thought it was a really, really important story to tell, and I really wanted to be the one to play it.
Well, yeah. And Eva, obviously, traditionally we would see you on the other side of the camera.
Yeah.
Directing, often actors have a desire to direct, but what about the writing side of things? Was that something that was on the cards for you?
No, really? No, it wasn't. And I thought it would just be, when I sort of decided that I wanted to get into directing and how would I go about that, I thought, well, probably the quickest way of doing it, this is a quick way, but if I wrote a short film that wasn't Kathleen Was Here, it was a different short, and if I just make it on a shoestring, that's how I will at least have something to show for myself. And wrote a tiny little, it was a comedy as well. It's completely the opposite of this.
Right.
But I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed just sitting down, the process of it.
And that surprised you?
It did, because I just didn't think I'd be any good at it. It's not something I'd ever done before. And then I wrote another short, and then got the idea for the feature. And so just I was actually shooting a very low budget feature film at the time, and the director of that film, I had sort of mentioned it about having an idea, and he went, "What I want you to do is that was a 20-day shoot as well.
Right.
What I want you to do is every day bring me in a page. I don't even have to read it if you don't want me to, but bring me in a page of the feature every day." So at the end of it, I had 20 pages.
Yeah.
But it was such a great suggestion.
Totally.
Douglas Ray, I thank him for it still, because it got me going. It got me into sort of the headset that for this, structurally how you go about writing a feature. But it also reaffirmed, oh, actually, the writings, I really enjoy this, and that was it.
Amazing. Now, I'm going to ask you both questions about each other, so feel free to embarrass each other. But how good is Hazel as Kathleen?
She's beyond good. She's exceptional. And that was evident from when she first came in early. I mentioned this earlier. She was 16 when she came in to read for Kathleen in the early kind of development stages for the feature. And she blew me away. She was just incredible. But she was also just, she was right for the part. Mm. It was just that thing of, there was lots of wonderful actresses that came in, but Hazel just had this certain quality. And she has this stillness about her that is utterly captivating, that's very, present in the feature and the short film. But it's captivating, and it's not something that every actor can do, which is portray a lot with, very little words. And she does it so intensely and so beautifully that it's exceptional. Mm. So I could just watch her on camera all day long.
I would agree with all that, but Hazel, she can't hear you now.
It's better be good.
Okay, what is the set like with Eva as director?
Oh. Is it, oh my gosh.
Is it joyous and fun, or is it serious and whip-cracking?
It's so bad. No,
everybody's miserable.
Everybody else has been able to ask you about what you wanted to do with directing and like how you wanted to make the set and who your inspirations were. And I've really wanted to jump in every time and just be like, she's just the best. Like, she's such a safe person to be around. She's so inspiring and so fun, and I think that's something that is missing from a lot of sets sometimes. Yeah. Especially with subject matter like this, it's really important to keep people, you know, feeling safe.
I was going to ask you that because obviously you would think on paper, sure, director, let's make everything fun, everyone wants to be there, but if you're dealing with difficult subject matter you must have to balance that somehow, right?
Yeah, and I was really nervous going into it because I was going through some of my own emotional struggles, and she just reassured me at every single step of the way that it was going to be okay and that she would be there for me no matter what. And she got together an impeccable crew and cast that just, they were like a clock. And all the little clogs are. I think it was just one of the most special jobs I've ever done in my life.
Wow. And your relationship with Claire, who plays the mothering neighbour in this, how important was that relationship to you as an actor to have? Because on screen, it's so intense and so beautiful and flawed and other words as well. We won't give anything away, really. But it must have been an important connection to have between you and Claire.
Yeah, it was invaluable. Like, she gives so much of herself every single day. She's really there. Like, when you're talking to Claire, she's there with you, you know? She's not looking over your shoulder to who's behind you. Like, she's with you. And that's her as a person and her as an actor. She's so there for you in the scenes, in some tougher scenes. And I think there was one in particular, actually, funny enough, there was one particular scene where she is looking over my shoulder and she's like, she's like, Connor, stop doing that, in the nail bar. And I really felt affected by it. I was just like, oh, she's really not paying me any attention. I don't like this. So it was very easy to bounce off of her. She's incredible.
And the cast is, in fairness, of it.
They're all fabulous. Fabulous. Leah Dundon Lee plays Yvonne, and you also, I mean, everybody had a great rapport with everyone, but watching the two of you before the camera was rolling, they'd go into character to start improvising and chatting, and I didn't know that was something that they were doing.
You didn't know each other before we even started.
No, and you got on like a house on fire, and I found it fascinating just watching them before we did tape, because I realised, oh my god, they're talking as Yvonne and Kathleen. This is amazing.
I didn't know you noticed that.
Yeah, Aaron Monaghan, Peter Coonan.
Exactly. Look, honestly, it's a stellar cast. It's a great film. It's great because it's equal parts heartfelt and terrifying. And I love that kind of combination. It really worked. So congratulations to you both. Let's talk about what's happening next. Hazel, have you got anything big planned?
No big plans at the moment. I have a series coming out in November called Say Nothing.
Great, where's that?
It'll be on Disney Plus.
Brilliant.
On the 14th of November, so that's the next big thing to happen.
It's the life of an actor, though, you know. One job is done, the next one rolls around, and there's a period where there's nothing, and then the next thing happens.
I welcome it all. You know, it's all fuel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Yvette, Bad Sisters 2 is on the way.
Well, we just realised that it's out the day before Hazel's new show.
Right. It's like whatever is happening
there. We're in competition with
the children. Definitely in competition. I may be talking to you about this, you know, in detail at a later date.
Sure.
Who knows? Well, let's hope so. But in terms of coming back to that character and coming back to that set and coming back to those people, Was it as exciting as we hope it was?
Yeah. It's not really like work a lot of the time, because I get to hang out with these really funny, amazing women. And not that the men aren't, they're all great, everybody's great. But my sisters are just fabulous, and it's and the scripts are brilliant, and I think it's just as wonderful as the first season, but quite different. And we've had a couple of brilliant additions to the cast. Fiona Shaw has joined us, who is just the honorary bad sister.
She's
just
like
amazing. Owen McDonald, we have a really wonderful group, and I think it's really exciting where it goes story wise. So
I can't wait for all that. But just talking about, acting and filmmaking just in this country at the moment, like, you know, you've yourself making a directorial debut here, we're getting to meet Hazel, you know, in a feature, we've got Saoirse doing things, obviously Sharon and Bad Sisters, Cillian winning an Oscar, Paul Mescal's about to be in the biggest movie in the world. Like, are we in the middle, do you think, of a golden generation, or is there just focus on Ireland now? I'm so happy, but why are we seeing all of these success stories?
think there's just an abundance of talent in this country that is finally maybe getting the investment and recognition that it deserves. I feel like it's been here for a long time, but maybe we haven't had the opportunities that we had before. And it sort of just maybe takes a couple of those, you know, big hitters like on Colleen Kuhn or Cillian Oppenheim or whatever, that really sort of puts us on the map in a slightly different way. I mean, I think the country's always had a great reputation for being a great place to shoot because the crews are so good and the tax incentives. But it just does seem to have all been elevated. And I think it's, you know, I guess because a couple of those films have just really landed, you know, for whatever reason, that's kind of, you know, brought a lot of attention to Ireland and the talent that we offer. And hopefully that will just keep on, you know, flourishing.
Well, let's hope that Kathleen is here as part of that conversation. I have to wrap up, but very quickly, I ask my guests a series of quick fire questions all the time. I don't have time for all of them, but I want to know one, okay?
Panic a quick fire question.
It's okay. It's okay. This is a really simple, straightforward one, he said, lying through his teeth. I ask this question because I don't. Do you guys wash your legs in the shower?
I knew it. I knew that was going to be the question.
Did you?
Because you interviewed Niamh Cusack.
That's right.
Yeah, and she told us this. Okay.
Why would you not wash your legs in the shower?
I have never washed my legs.
Everything is just running off you, so it's
hair and hot spots and gravity take care of everything. That's how I view it.
Don't give them a little.
No.
I think about this every time I have a shower now. I'm not even joking.
I'm sorry.
So it's you.
That's weird, isn't it?
The amount of people that stop me, even on the street, like a shower. Wash your legs, you filthy animal. But do you?
Yes.
Genuinely.
Yes, give it a little wash.
I sometimes don't in defiance.
Right, to say that you don't have to be told what to do.
What's your legs?
I thought that you did. So no, I didn't get the full story. I thought that you did. So in defiance of you, I was like, no, I'm not going to wash
it. Well, now you know you're supporting me.
Okay,
by
perfect.
Listen, guys, congratulations on this movie. Kathleen is here. Everybody has to go and see it. And see it in the cinema.
Please.
It's so atmospheric and so tense. Do yourself a favor. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.